With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israel says it's retaking control of its territory after a bloody raid by Hamas terrorists, despite reports of ongoing fighting and new breaches in the border and southern towns. Officials say the Israelis have gathered 300,000 troops ahead of what many expect to be a ground operation. European Union Commissioner Oliver Vahreli says the bloc is suspending all payments to Palestinians. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The commissioner says the suspension is because of what he calls the scale of terror and brutality during the attacks of Hamas against Israel. The surprise announcement comes just hours after EU officials had stressed that no EU money whatsoever was going to Hamas in the first place, and that contacts had been frozen for 16 years. The EU considers Hamas a terror group. Queries about what the move entailed and whether it would hit all humanitarian aid to Palestinians were not immediately answered. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed to destroy Hamas' military and governing capabilities. Also at SRNnews.com, the Supreme Court is taking up a case that could make it harder to sue hotels when their websites are not clear enough about their accommodations for those with disabilities.
The justices are being asked to limit the ability of so-called testers to file lawsuits against hotels that failed to disclose accessibility information on their websites and through other reservation services. For people with disabilities, accurate information is critical to their travel plans. Joseph Stromondo and Leah Smith, San Diego residents each under 4 feet, say a room deemed accessible doesn't mean it's accessible for them.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. This is SRN News. Evangelicals are urging Christians to pray for Israel, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
In the wake of the unprecedented attack by Hamas over the weekend, Pastor John Hagee of Christians United for Israel is urging Americans to pray that, quote, the Israeli Defense Forces land a defeating blow to the enemies of Israel. Pastor Robert Jeffress of First Baptist Dallas tweets, pray for God's continued protection of Israel. Greg Laurie of Harvest Fellowship says, pray for Israel and her people as they face their own version of 9/11. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Law enforcement officers in Peru arrest a man who's been making threats against Jewish institutions in the U.S. The FBI says Eddie Santos made more than 150 bomb threats against synagogues, hospitals, and school districts in 5 states last month. It's not clear if he was actually planning to carry out the attacks. This is SRN News. Robert F. Kennedy has dropped his Democratic Party bid for president and is going to run as an independent.
Speaking in Philadelphia, Kennedy said there is a rising tide of discontent in the country and said he wants to make a new declaration of independence from corporations, the media, and the two major political parties. Kennedy is a member of one of the most famous Democratic families in politics, but has better favorability ratings among Republicans than Democrats. His long-shot bid for the White House could pull voters away from both President Biden and former President Trump. Greg Clugston, Washington.
World leaders are speaking out in support of Israel. French President Macron, German Chancellor Scholz, and Italian Prime Minister Meloni issued joint statements Monday. The leaders condemn the attacks on Israel by the Palestinian terrorists as having no justification and no legitimacy. The White House is lit in blue and white in honor of Israel. More details at SRNnews.com.